Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been in session working hard on getting a number of things achieved, including some bills on school safety. I understand this is something you've been working on for a while, and your idea is still moving around there and could come to fruition. What's going on?
Well, you know what? Back in 2013, the Speaker of the House appointed me chairman of the School Safety Committee, and that committee came up with a recommendations report. When you go through that and look at all the recommendations, the easiest one that everyone should agree with is that schools should have safety drills. So we always try to look at, let's not give unfunded mandates, require schools to do things that we don't give them funding to do. So one of the things I looked at is they currently have to have a fire drill about every month. So what we did with the bill last year is we said, you have to have a security drill, but you can replace one fire drill, not all of them, but just one. And everybody thought that was pretty decent until it went over to the Senate. The Senate said, instead of you must do it, you shall do it is a must. It said, you may do it if you'd like to. Since then, we've had the event in Florida that went national this time. We have another member who supported me last year, a Democrat, came to me and said, I know you probably want to run your bill again, but I'd like to run the bill. He supported me last year. I said, go ahead and run it. I'm going to support you. So it's bipartisan. We've been working together on this for a while. It's time to pass the school safety drill legislation that requires school districts in Pennsylvania to have a safety drill. And that's what we're working on. We did vote to get that out of the House. And now that it's in the Senate, I hope that our colleagues over in the Senate and the governor sign this into law.
Also, in the school safety front, there is concern about the personal safety of students in hazing situations, even in college. And I understand that there is some anti-hazing legislation that has come to the House of Representatives. What's going on?
Well, you know what? I'm a big Penn State fan, and there was a death of a student at Penn State. There's no two ways about it. I think it's a fine institution that has its flaws, and it's our job as the legislature to step in and reduce those flaws. It was at a fraternity. It was during a hazing type of ritual that we think we've gotten rid of these practices, but we haven't. And so any type of legislation that comes across my desk to bring responsibility to people. The main thing I try to tell the people in my district, tell your children, tell your friends, tell your grandchildren that when you take the job of president of an organization or any officer or any position, you're not just being able to tell everybody what to do. As a matter of fact, you don't have just authority, you have responsibility. So when someone says that my child is going to be under your care, I don't care if you're 1 year older than them or 3 years, you've taken on that responsibility. These type of pieces of legislation will bring more responsibility to the people who are supposed to stop this on the front line and say no. That's why I'll be supporting the anti-hazing legislation.
And of course, one of the big responsibilities of the legislature is to produce a budget every year. We are in June. We're coming up on the end of the fiscal year, and there's a big push to get it done, I understand, without any additional taxes this year. What are some of the details?
Well, listen, this is my 10th year in the legislature, and I'm proud to say that we've really done a good job on holding the line, not going out there and asking people for more tax money and increasing their taxes. We try to associate any new services with fees associated with those services so that the people benefiting from the service are paying for the service. I think that's rational. That's part of the way I think about how to do things here. That's what we've been doing over the last 10 years, not just going out there blindly saying, we're going to raise everybody's income tax. We're going to raise everybody's, you know, any taxes, sales taxes or anything. So I've been holding the line on spending. I expect to continue to hold the line on spending. The two areas in the budget that I do support that I want people to know, one is food security. When you think about that, it's the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Agriculture intervening when there's any kind of disease going through our domesticated animal herd that is our food source or any type of pests like right now in the Berks County area, the spotted lantern fly, those types of things, we need to have funding to attack those quickly. We can spend a small amount of money to avert a large dollar disaster. So food security is important. The other thing is technical schools. I've been a supporter from day one of being in the legislature of providing funding for the equipment for our technical schools. There's a lot of people out there that, one, learn better with their hands and applying things that some people learn out of textbooks, but learn it actually physically, and also turn that into skills, marketable career skills. And they get jobs that are really rewarding jobs. They create things, they make things, and they make things happen. So our technical schools are very important in moving our economy to the next generation.
Representative Day, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Gary Day.